Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Is the decline of America inevitable? While some, mainly pagans, don't think America is declining, many Christians see the country in a state of rapid decline. Are our values, morality, honesty, integrity, civility, peace, love, faith, and hope in a death spiral? Many think they are, and the end of time is imminent, and are content to give up and meekly await the return of the Lord. This line of thinking is contrary to my own, and contrary to the Bible, and I hope if you fall into this category, you will change your mind. I do not believe the decline of America is inevitable. I lived through the Vietnam War, student riots, communists marching in the streets, Martin Luther King assassination, rise of the Black Panthers, assassination of John F. Kennedy and his brother Bobby, birth of the drug revolution and free love, and the same thing was being said at the time. I saw the Jesus Freak movement spawn where millions of young people came to know Christ. I saw the end of segregation. President Reagan came to power and the entire country experienced hope again when we saw the tearing down of the Berlin Wall. I saw us put a man on the moon and on and on. In other words, I've seen the country sinking, resurrected, only to begin sinking again. Any intelligent study of the Bible, especially the book of Judges, demonstrates that Israel experienced the same thing. They would have a time of tremendous renaissance and then a time of great distress, dependent upon that nation turning to or away from God. Good kings, bad kings led their people to repent or stray, and the results were always the same. When they turned to God, they were mightily blessed. When they followed their own wicked desires and ignored God, they declined. History repeats itself. That is why it is so distressing seeing what is happening with revisionists trying to change history to fit twisted ideologies. We can learn from history as a nation and in our personal lives, and history should remain as a stark reminder to our nation. At one point in my life, I was so far gone that the odds of me changing would have been such a long shot as to be inconceivable. However, I turned to Jesus, and it changed me forever. This nation is no different. Wilberforce worked 30 years to end slavery. It looked hopeless, but with a small number of people, he did it. Today, there are more slaves than at any time in the history of the world. Can it be eliminated again? Of course it can, but it won't be done by a bunch of defeatists who are waiting around for the Lord to come back. Jesus told us in Luke 19, beginning in verse 11, to engage in business until I return. He also promised that when he returned, he would demand an accounting. I don't know about you, but I want to have something significant to show him that I've been doing while he was away preparing his kingdom. The business he's talking about is advancing the kingdom. America needs the truth of Jesus. Tell someone about him today and be of good cheer, for he has overcome the world. The decline of America is not inevitable. Mark 16:15, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation." Have a great weekend and go to church this Sunday. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.